It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The insurrectionists who ascended the U.S. Capitol's steps included white supremacists who have terrorized local communities for years. WNYC's Matt Katz reports on one such group that has left a literal paper trail of hate from Staten Island to Princeton.
John Macbeth, a church deacon, planned a march on Staten Island earlier this month to respond to a flurry of racist and anti-Semitic flyers that had appeared along a heavily trafficked boulevard. Then, a few days before the event, a mostly white mob stormed the U.S. Capitol. So, organizers expanded the scope of the march to address both issues.
Our belief is that if we spread love, if we spread understanding, there's very little room for hate.
Little did Macbeth and the organizers realize, but there was a connection between the two incidents. The leaflets on Staten Island came from a small group called the New Jersey European Heritage Association, which has been putting up flyers like this since 2018 across the country and mostly in New York and New Jersey. Then, on that infamous afternoon of January 6th, those same flyers showed up in Washington, D.C.
They left a flyer near the Capitol. A flyer that read, "There is a war on whites."
Oren Siegel is vice president of the Anti-Defamation League, which labels the European Heritage Association a hate group. He says the flyers indicated the group had a presence at least at the rally before the ensuing Capitol invasion. And the fact that their propaganda was found there is significant.
One of the ways that white supremacists rely to get their message out is pretty low budget. Create some flyers, post them online, and encourage others to download them and post them on a local telephone pole, maybe at a religious institution, right, to try to get as much attention by relying literally on paper to spread their message.
Their flyers, littered throughout our region, declare that there's a war on whites led by Jews. They claim Jewish groups fund, quote, Black Lives Matter terrorists. They lament that white children are a minority in the U.S., that the media is a virus, that Antifa is a Jewish communist militia. Each poster has a QR code to direct the curious to its website, where flyers can be downloaded and printed. DIY racism.
What January 6th showed us is that commingling between the extremes and the mainstream, if you will, are also happening in real time on the ground. And of course, the big concern is that that normalizes it.
A European Heritage Association sticker recently showed up on the megaphone of a South Jersey gym owner who rallied to oppose COVID lockdown restrictions. And outside President Trump's rally in Wildwood last year, one of the purported leaders of the group was videotaped by Daryl Lamont Jenkins of the anti-racist One People's Project.
Just want to make sure you're, everybody sees you and everybody knows that there's a Nazi in the area. Go run, Dan. Run for your life. Beat it!
By Dan, he means Daniel Dambly. He was brought to light by online Antifa activists who make it their mission to expose or dox the names, employers, and home addresses of white supremacists. Jenkins wasn't the one to dox Dambly, but he is known as the father of doxing Nazis.
We are not dealing with good people. They want to hurt folks, either physically or legislatively. And we can't allow that.
I tried to reach Dambly by going to the European Heritage Association website, but before I could submit a message, I had to acknowledge that I am indeed of Semitic descent. I didn't hear back, but I spoke with Dambly's attorney, Patrick Trainer.
Have they burned any crosses? The answer to that is no. Have they marked up or defamed any synagogues? The answer is no. Have they engaged in any physical assault of Jewish people? The answer is no. So no, I can't call them a white supremacist group.
Trainer is suing the Antifa activists who doxed Dambly because after Dambly's affiliation with the European Heritage Association was publicized, Dambly lost his job at the New York Daily News' printing press. Trainer played me a voicemail that he says Antifa sent to the Daily News to rat out Dambly.
Any association that you have with him, including employment, puts any sort of violence or any blood spilled also on your hands.
Trainer interpreted this message as a threat against Dambly's life, simply for exercising his First Amendment rights. Regardless, the doxing hasn't discouraged the European Heritage Association. A few days after the assault on the Capitol, a woman stopped three men who were posting the group's flyers across from Independence Hall and the National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia. She videotaped as she yelled at them.
You are a disgrace to our country!
The men ran away. Matt Katz, WNYC News.